Worship you, hey, Baba, oh, Son of God, you are mighty God. Hallowed be thy name, O Lord. God of Israel is forevermore. Oh, yeah, Adonai, Adonai. We worship you. We worship you, Son of God. You are so good. You are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. Your dominion is forevermore. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me from January, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, oh Lord, I cannot tell it all. He saved me and washed me in blood. So we can shout hallelujah. We can shout hallelujah, Baba. We can shout, praise the Lord, oh, we can shout hallelujah. We can shout hallelujah. We can shout, praise the Lord. Oh, we can shout hallelujah, Baba. We can shout hallelujah. We can shout, oh, praise the Lord. Oh, follow, say, Baba, oh, Eshe. We just want to say, Baba, oh, Eshe. We just want to say, Lord, we just want to say, Baba, oh, Eshe. We just want to say, Baba, oh, Eshe. Baba, we just want to say, Lord, what to say, Baba, oh. Emashe, from the bottom of my heart, Baba, oh, Emashe, Baba, we just want to say, Lord, we just want to say, Baba, oh, Emashe, we just want to say, Baba, oh, Emashe. Brethren, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, hallelujah, who is like you? You are glorious in holiness. I'm faithful in praises always do. In wonders, hallelujah. Oh, brother, who is like unto thee? Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord, among the gods, hallelujah, who is like you? You are glorious in holiness and faithful
in praises
always do. In wonders, hallelujah, always do. He wonders, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, Baba. Go to Baba. Hey, baba do tu baba do ya eye ni baba do tu baba eye ni baba do tu baba do ya eye ni baba do tu baba eye ni baba do tu baba ya eye ni baba do tu baba eye ni baba do tu baba do ya eye ni baba to bless your house. I'm going to worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright and Morning Star, the one that cannot change your changeable changer. Is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that was, that is to come, the ocean divider, the King of the King of Valley, the Bright and Morning Star. Lift up your voice. I'm going to tell him his name. Is I am that I am, the Lily of Valley, the Rock of Ages, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Father, we worship you. We bless your holy name. We thank you for your grace over our life. For your anointing, we say thank you very much. For your name that is above every other name. Father, we thank you for another opportunity tonight. Many people started this day, but they are already in the grave. Open your mouth and begin to worship the King of Kings. God bless his holy name. He's worthy to be praised. There's no like unto him. He's the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher. The one that was, that is to come. After the carrier here, in your language, begin to bless the name of the Lord. Open your mouth and pray. The one that cannot change. And that you just say, and that's the point of Lord. Father, we thank you. In your language, begin to appreciate him. He's the King of Kings. Oh, no, no. I go on, the one that cannot change. After the carrier here, oh, Kikyonua, whoever show. Father, we thank you for your grace over our life. For me, the life today is not by power, is not by might, is by your grace over us. Oh, do show. Oh, yes, sir. We my yes, now we will show. In your language, sing any song to appreciate the Lord. Yes, that's a romantasio. That's a romantasio. I will buy your own. Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just begin to worship him. Yes, now we buy your own. Yes, now we will show. To worship the Lord in your language, in your traditional language. Let God know that you appreciate it. Oh, Enyini Baba Toto Baba O, Enyini Baba Toto Baba. Just begin to worship him. He's worthy to be. Who is like unto thee, oh my God. Among the gods who is like unto thee. You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful and precious. You are doing wonders and him. In the world, where my just worship him in your language. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be alive today. Many people started today, but they are already in the mortuary. Some people started today, they are already in the hospital. Some are in the intensive care unit as you speak now. Father, we thank you because we are healthy, we are alive, we are glorifying your name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just bless him tonight. Just worship him tonight. There's no losing. There's no lack of doing. What do we show? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. David said, I praise God 7 times in a day. And I will ask for request 3 times in a day. How many times have you thanked God today? Just thank him over your children, over your family, over your grandchildren, over your life, over your health. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you. What do we show? What do we show? But we show a share, if it move along, Father, we thank you, we bless you, we thank you. If it move along, in your language, sing a song. If it move along, and say, if it's a bad deal. Adupe o Jesu ibite mu alo. Amen. The Bible says if they say we have no sin,
we are deceiving ourselves and there is no truth in us. We are going to lift up a voice. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. In any way I've sinned against you, have mercy upon me tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and ask for mercy. Father, be merciful. Father, show me your mercy. In the name of Jesus, in any way I've disappointed you, Father, be merciful. Oh, yes, Lord. Ask God for mercy. Ask God for mercy. Open your mouth and pray. Every known sin, every unknown sin, every ancestral sin. Father, be merciful to me tonight. Oh, do I show your mercy tonight? Father, show your mercy tonight. Father, show your mercy tonight. In Jesus' name, we receive mercy. Say, oh, Lord, my Father. Father. Let the heaven over my prayer open tonight by fire. In the name of Jesus, let the heaven over my prayer open. Declare your heaven open tonight over your prayer. Oh, yeah, open. Oh, wow. Let the heaven over my prayer. In the name of Jesus, open tonight by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the heaven over my prayer open tonight by fire. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. Beloved, you are going to start take authority over your environment. There are so many things going on in every environment. In every location, there are power that rule that location. You are going to use the power in the blood of Jesus. He has given us power to terminate every power in our environment. I want you to declare this loud and clear. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I take authority over every principality, over every power in this environment, in the name of Jesus. Every wickedness of the wicked in this environment, I take authority over you now, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, in the name of Jesus. I take total authority over every rulers of darkness, over every power that sustained and ruled this environment, by the power and the blood of Jesus. He said, when I see the blood, I shall pass over any satanic animal, any satanic bird that is flying because of my prayer tonight. Let them be arrested, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested tonight in the name of Jesus. Be arrested tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, that answered by fire. I am before you tonight. Hey, answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Oh Lord, I answer by fire. Answer me by fire. Answer my family tonight in the name of Jesus. Answer me. Answer me. Answer me. Answer me. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. Answer me. The God that answered by fire, my life is available tonight. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Answer by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh Lord, arise and do what men will want. Say, oh Lord, arise and do something in my life that the whole world will know that I am serving a living God. In the name of Jesus, Father, do something unique in my life that the whole world will know that surely, heaven, you are serving a living God. Open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, do something in my life, in my family, that God, you know what we know, that surely you are serving the living God. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in that prayer, in the name of Jesus, that the whole world we know that you are serving the living God. Pray. That you know what we know tonight, in the name of Jesus. Pray. Father, do something in my life, that you know what we know, that surely this boy is serving the living God. In Jesus, mighty them, we are praying. You are going to pray some prayer tonight. And I want you to gather your strength to pray. Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist up to now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And until you are violent, I keep saying it, you might not be able to possess your possession. There are some set of prayer. This is a deliverance prayer. Tonight, we are facing some dangerous things in our life. Unless you fight it, or God forbid, that thing will fight us. You are going to shout number one prayer point like this. Say, battles that refuse to go away in my life. Some people are facing something that each time you hear about it like this, you just burst to tears. Some things are going on in every family that has caused pain in the family. It's a dangerous battle. Say, every strange battle that I refuse to go away in my life. You are a liar. Every strange battle that is going on in your life, if you are okay, pray for your children. Every battle going on in your children's life, every battle going on in your marriage, every battle going on in your destiny that I refuse to go. Enough is enough. Every battle confronting somebody here, you better pray that prayer. You better pray that prayer. Every battle confronting your life, confronting your children, confronting your destiny, confronting your marriage. Enough is enough. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, Isaiah 49, verse 24 to 25. Is our anchor tonight. Don't open it yet. He's asking us a question. He says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty or the captive of the righteous deliver? So, righteous person can still be in captivity. He said, but thus saith the Lord, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. God is telling you and I tonight, I will contend with those that contend with you and then save your children. And I'm praying for somebody here. Every battle confronting your children, today God will scatter them. In the name of Jesus, I say God will scatter them. Every battle confronting your children, every battle confronting your grandchildren, every battle confronting your marriage, today God will scatter them. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
For God to tell you that He will save your children, He has a meaning. You are going to pray the next one loud and clear. Say, wicked powers that has determined to turn my life upside down. Hey, you are a liar. Every power that has determined to turn my life upside down. You are a liar. Pray that prayer for yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Every wicked power that has determined to turn your life upside down. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, enough is enough. The battle must end. 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 In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word for everyone tonight, including myself. That I decree to your life tonight. Today is June 15th. Any date in year 2020 that the enemy has marked, that has designed for somebody to cry in your family. Any date that they have marked for sorrow to enter your family. Any date that they have designed for people to gather to mourn in your family. In the name that is above every name, with your seven for the men, I cancel the date tonight. I cancel the date.
Amen. Amen.
I cancel the date in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So you are going to pray for yourself. Say, calendar of darkness. Beloved, when some tragedy happened to people's life, it is now that God to realize that thing has been marked in the spiritual realm. They have marked a particular date. On the 5th of this one, on the 10th of this one, on the 10th of this one. That's why they have marked the date in the spirit and they are waiting for that day to manifest. The way where they mark those days is called the calendar of darkness. I want you to gather your strength tonight. I don't know what the one they have constructed at the early part of this year for you and your family. The next prayer point you're about to pray is to set that calendar on fire. If you can pray seriously, the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. I want you to gather yourself. Say, calendar of darkness. Design for me and my family. You are a liar. that fire. Set it on fire, set it on fire. Set them on fire tonight. Mommy, pray, 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 pray. My daddy, pray, 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 pray. Set that calendar on fire. Set that calendar on fire. Enough is enough. Affliction, the Bible says, will never rise again in your life. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Affliction will not rise again. Pray for yourself, pray for yourself. Help yourself, help yourself. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. You better pray for yourself. You better pray for yourself. Help yourself, yourself. In the name of Jesus. Every calendar of darkness that you have marked a date for people to sorrow your family. You are a liar. I send that calendar of fire. When you can 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 fire. In Jesus' name, they can fire. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray the next one like this. Hey, this one doesn't say it doesn't concern you. I want you to pray it as if you know the meaning. One thing about prayer is that even if it's not relevant to you now, prayer can never die. You are going to store it in a cave. When you need it in future, it will still manifest. God has a storage of all the prayer you are praying. Don't say, hey, this one doesn't concern me. And you are going to gather yourself and pray the next one like this. Say, every evil chain that has tied me down. You are a liar. Break my fire. Break, 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 break. Every evil chain that has tied down my family. Every evil chain that has tied down my destiny. Every evil chain that has tied down my children. Every evil chain that has tied down my wife. Today is your end. Oh, yeah, break, 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 break. Aha. Break, 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 break. Break this chain, break this chain, break this chain. Break this chain tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, yeah, break, 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 break. Break this chain tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. Pray, 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 break the chain, break the chain, break the chain, break the chain tonight. In Jesus' name, the chain is broken. I am praying for somebody again tonight. Every cloud of affliction that is hovering over that family, I decree by the power in the name of Jesus, if your amen is loud, scatter by fire!
Amen. Amen.
Scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. Scatter tonight in Jesus' name. We are praying.
Amen.
You are going to pray the next one for yourself. Help yourself in the next prayer. Don't let anyone's voice around you be louder than your own. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every evil dream that I have dreamt in the past, whether I can remember them or not, and is waiting to manifest, hey, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I cancel them now in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Oh, yeah, cancel, cancel, cancel. Every good dream that is waiting to manifest, whether I can remember them, whether I cannot remember them, it doesn't really matter. Command them to scatter in the name of Jesus. You will not come to pass. 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 Open your mouth, prepare. The dream must not come to pass. It must not come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, prepare. In the name of Jesus, we run on rest. It will not come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth, prepare. It will not come to pass. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have word for somebody again tonight. I don't know what the enemy has set in motion ahead of you this year in order to cause trouble in your family. If your amen is loud, I scatter those things now by fire in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray for yourself again. Say every invisible barrier. You know that some people, they go to the hospital. I told you last week. They say you are fine. They say you are okay. They done all kinds of tests. But you yourself, you know within yourself that something is not right in my body. Something is not. You are going to lift up a voice and pray this one with anger in your body. Say every invisible force. Every invisible force fighting me day and night. You are a liar. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Command to in the name of Jesus. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Yes. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Pray. The invisible force in the mighty name of Jesus fighting my life. Die. In the name of Jesus. Da. Aha. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. There was a woman in the Bible in Luke chapter 13. The Bible said the woman was bent over. It says she had been in that infirmity for 18 good years. The Bible said that she had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. She could not lift up herself. She could not stand up straight. She was bending over for 18 good years. But one day, when Jesus saw her, there is somebody on the line tonight. It doesn't matter how long your problem has been on your life. Jesus will see your problem today in the name of Jesus. God will see your problem tonight. The Lord will see your problem tonight. It doesn't matter how long the problem has been on. It doesn't matter how long it has been on. God will see your problem tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha. Beloved, when Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, woman, you know, remember I told you in Luke chapter 13, she had been in that infirmity for 18 years. He said, woman, thou art loose from your infirmity. Before Jesus could use the word loose, that means she had been tied. She had been tied for 18 good years. I am praying for everyone on the line tonight. I don't know how long we have been in that situation that you wish you are not in that situation now. If your amen is loud in your closet, before we share the grace in tonight's prayer, that long time affliction, that long time pain in the head, pain in the neck, pain in your shoulder, pain in your tummy, pain in your body, pain in your leg, today you shall see them no more in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You shall see them no more. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
You are going to pray again for yourself. You are going to pray this for yourself. Say miracles that will wipe away my tears. My life is available. Appear by fire. Pray. The miracle that will wipe away your tears. My brother, pray that prayer. Don't joke with that prayer at all. The miracle that your life has been waiting for that will wipe away your tears. Appear. The miracle in the name of Jesus that your wife is waiting for. Appear tonight in the name of Jesus. Appear tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The miracle. In the name of Jesus. That your life has been waiting for. A marital miracle. A blessing that your life has been waiting for. Oh, yeah, receive it now. Oh, yeah, receive it now. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Hey.
We are making progress. You are going to pray like this. Say this one loud and clear. Say powers that want to turn me from a giver to a beggar. Say powers that want to turn me from a giver, to a beggar. You know what the Bible say? Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 30 said, thou shalt be the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only and not beneath. You are here, you have been a giver, but there are some power that are not happy that you want to sustain your giving ability. You are going to lift up a voice and declare the other care. Say, wicked power that want to turn me from a giver to a beggar. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, the power that want to turn me from a giver into a beggar, enough is enough. Da 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 da. Aha. In the name of Jesus, open your water. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, pray for yourself. In Jesus' name, we are praised. Say every yoke of no progress in my life, break by fire. Every joke of no progress in my family, in my life. Oh yeah, break. Aha. Break your. Every joke of no progress in your family. Every joke of no progress in your destiny. Every joke of no progress in your family. Open your heart. You are supposed to have gone far more than this. Something is blocking something from happening in your life. Every joke of no progress in your marriage, in your destiny, in your staff, open your mouth and pray in Jesus' name. They are broken tonight. You are going to pray for yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. You are going to pray. Say arrows of continuous disappointment. There is a sister that did that prayer seriously tonight too. The arrow of constant disappointment. But I can bet you something by the grace of the Almighty God that if you can pray this prayer point and chase that arrow out of your life, I decree before the end of this June, that thing that will make your joy full will locate you by fire. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray. Say arrows of no progress. Fire into my life. Backfire. Open your mouth and pray. Command them to backfire. I am tired of the arrow. You must get out of my life. Something must happen. I must make progress. Open your mouth and pray. You must make progress. Pray. In the name of Jesus, you must make progress. Something must happen. In the name of Jesus, arrow of no progress. You must go back. Go back to my life. Masatala ba 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 ba. Pray. In the name of Jesus, the arrow must go back. The arrow must go back. My sister, pray. The arrow must go back. Something must happen. The arrow of sickness, he must go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, let there be light. And immediately, not a week later, the Bible says, there was light. So you are about to call some things to your life. Until you say it, you might not be able to see it. He said, let there be light. And immediately, there was light. I am praying for somebody here tonight. I beg you, just continue muting your phone or don't worry about anything else. But just mute that, declare that amen loud and clear. Every good thing, every good prophecy that I may shower into your life this year, but they refuse to come to pass before the end of the month of June, I decree to your life, receive them by fire. Receive them by fire in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray for yourself. Say this one loud and clear. Say my testimonies, my joy, my breakthrough that my life has been waiting for. Appear by fire. Declare that thing for yourself. Open your mouth and pray. That your miracle, that your life I've been waiting for. Declare them tonight. In the name of Jesus, they must appear. They must appear by fire. The miracle that your life I've been waiting for. Appear by fire. In the name of Jesus, the testimony, the miracle that will make your life better than what you are seeing at the moment. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. It must appear. In the name of Jesus, it must appear. In the name of your testimony, you must appear. Something must happen in the name of Jesus. It must happen. In Jesus' name, We are praying. I told you today is a deliverance prayer. The next one, we are going to pray. Beloved, I want to spend about 5 minutes on dreams. There are some good dreams that you have dreamt in the past, but yet they don't come to pass. But there are some negative ones that each time you dream like this, there will be a problem that will follow it. I know of somebody that have been believing God for fruit of the womb. Each time you have about 10 days or 15 days out of this, you know, no menstruation, you will just see that something will just come like a beast in the hours of the night. Mess up the person in the dream, and by the time they wake up in the morning like this, it is all around blood. Then the expectation will be disappointment. I'll be disappointed. I am praying for everyone here tonight. On this prayer line, by the power in the name of Jesus, that is believing God for fruit of the womb, but they are being molested by the powers of darkness. In the name that is above every other name, any attempts for this power to touch you, I command them to scatter. In the name of Jesus, I command them to scatter. You are going to pray like this. Say, wicked stranger. Appearing in my dream. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Open your number. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, 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 in the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Deal with that power. 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 The power that appears in your dream to pollute your life. In the name of Jesus. Declare them dead now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Declare them dead. Every power appeared in your dream to spoil good things in your life. They will be wasted your life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus, then we are praying. The Bible says in Psalm 105 verse 13, it said, when they went from one nation to the other, from one kingdom to one another kingdom, he permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. I am praying for everyone here tonight. I don't know the power that appear in your dream to mess up your glory, to mess up your marriage, to mess up your destiny, to mess up your favor. In the name that is above every other name, that power is arrested now. They shall be arrested. 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 He said, he permitted no man to do them wrong. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. He said, from now henceforth, let no power touch me, for I bear in my body the lamp of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, tonight, upon myself and everyone in this life tonight, upon your children, upon your grandchildren, upon your in-laws, upon your sons-in-laws, I put the mark of God upon you in the name of Jesus. No power can touch you. No demon can touch you. No evil can touch you. No affliction can touch you. No sickness can touch you. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing tonight. Receive your blessing tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise, thank you, Jesus. Let's bless the name of the Lord for that session. Let's thank you for that session. Let's thank you for that session. In Jesus' name, we pray. Open your Bible to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. To take the last second prayer from there. 2 Kings chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Kings. In your package. 2 Kings chapter 2. Verse 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. I start with verse 1, sorry. 2 Kings chapter 2. I want everybody to listen to this short passage I'm about to read. I'm reading for the New King James Version. 2 Kings chapter 2 is a familiar story that we all know, but I want everyone to listen very carefully to it. I start from verse 1. The Bible says, and it came to pass, when the Lord was about to take up Elijah up to heaven by a wild wind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Beloved, Elijah was the master. Elisha was the servant that was working with him close by. They are close to each other. He saw all the miracles that Elijah did. But when the master was about to depart, That's where the story is being written. And in verse 2, then Elijah said to Elisha, listen very carefully. This is a message for somebody that needs destiny to be fulfilled. He said to Elisha, stay here, please. He will put please here. For the Lord has sent me to Bethel. They moved from Gilgal. They are going to Bethel. Elijah told Elisha, please stay here. I will get back to you. For the Lord has sent me to Bethel. But what Elijah said, he said, as long as the Lord liveth, and your soul is still alive, I will not leave you. So they went to Bethel together. Now in verse 3, now the sons of the prophets who are Bethel, they came to Elisha and said to him, do you know that your master will be taken away from you tonight? Do you know it today? He said, yes, I know. Just keep quiet. He shut them off. There are sometimes those who have destiny to fulfill, they will silence their mockers. They will talk about you, but you need to keep them quiet. I know I have somewhere I'm going. I have a destiny to fulfill. In verse 4, then Elisha, when they got to Bethel, he said to him, Elisha, stay here again. Please, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. But he said to him, as the Lord liveth, and your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went to Jericho together. Remember the journey? From Gilgal to Bethel, from Bethel to Jericho now. Now the source of the prophet in Jericho, he came to Elisha and said, Elisha, do you know that your master will be taken away from you today? He said, yes, I know. Just keep quiet. He silenced them. Those people that are telling me, that are reminding me, they are the distractor on your way to destiny. Know who you share your secret with, or else they will mess up what God has written concerning you. This man decided, I know, I will focus on where God I want to tell. He has something to collect. But we verse 6. But he said to him, as the Lord liveth, I will, no, verse 6. Then Elijah said to him, stay here, please. For the Lord has sent me to Jordan. Jordan is the place of reward. Jordan is the place of destiny fulfillment. I am praying for everyone here. You will get to your own Jordan. In the name of Jesus, you will get to your own Jordan. And until you get to Jordan, you might not be able to possess what God has destiny concerning you. To my prayer, Father, take me to my Jordan. But when he said to it, he said, as long as I live, as your soul live, I will not leave you. So two of them went on to Jordan. In verse 7, and 50 strong men of the sons of the prophet went to him. They stood facing him at distance. They could not come near this time around. While two of them stood by Jordan, look at what Elijah did. Elijah took his mantle, he rolled it up and struck the water. And it was divided this way and that way into two parts. So they to them to cross on the dry land. I am praying for somebody here. Every blockage in your destiny, any aspect of your life that you want to make progress or something is blocking you, today they will give way in the name of Jesus. They will give way in the name of Jesus. They will give way in the name of Jesus. They will give way in the name of Jesus. In verse 9. See, in verse 9. And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah now asked Elisha. You know, he had been telling him before. He did not ask questions. He said, please, so stay here. Please, stay here. But if he asked destiny to fulfill, he will focus on his journey. And when he was going on, he asked me, what do you want me to do for you? What a blank check. What exactly, why are you following me up and down before I've been taken away from you? Thank God for Elisha. That's why it is good as a believer, as a prayer person, when any time you come into a prayer time like this, make sure you have a ready-made answer for God. What exactly you want God to do for you? Don't be like that man at the pool of Bethesda. Jesus asking, young man, you have been here for 38 years. What should I do for you? He said, I've been here for 38 years. Nobody to push me to water. Each time I want to fetch the water, nobody to put. He was asking that question. If nobody asking that question, what exactly do you want God to do for you? Say it straight away. Elisha said, please, sir, I need the double portion of your anointing. He could not get the double portion at Gilgal. He could not get it at Jericho. He could not get it at Bethel. But when he got to Jordan, he was able to receive the double portion. I am praying to every from God tonight, for everyone on this line tonight, in the name that is above every other, the double portion of your miracle that you have been believing God for, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha. The only miracle you will receive double portion in, if you are looking for husband or wife, you need only one wife and one husband, no two. So there's no double husband or double wife. So zero one is single portion. But every other thing is double portion. If you believe in God for one child, expect two or three. If you believe in God for one job, expect three or four opportunities. If it's one business, four business. But it's only husband and wife. You have only one portion of miracle and one portion of miracle. That one is not done with Jesus' name. In verse 10, let's go to verse 10. So he said to him, nevertheless, he said, I want the double portion of your anointing. I want the double. Elijah must be a very wicked prophet. He was going to go away with the anointing. But Elijah was so desperate that he needed the anointing by fire. He needed the anointing seriously. He said, I need the double portion of your anointing. It's come upon me. Then he said, you have asked a hard thing. But nevertheless, you're not giving me a condition. If you can see me when I'm taken away, so it will be yours. You know the powers of Father's house. Some of us need to keep some vigil to get some miracle. He said, if you can see me, you know what the pastors has to do? They will begin to give him some sleeping pattern. Go and sleep, man. He opened his eyes. I will see this man. I must receive his ability. But then suddenly, the Bible says in verse 11, then it happened. As he continued, then it happened. And he continued and walk and talk. He saw suddenly a chariot of fire appear as horses. And separated Elijah and Elisha with a wild wind to heaven. When he separated all of them, thank you, Jesus. When he separated all of them, then Elisha in verse 12, he saw it and he cried, my father, for emphasis. He said, the chariot of heaven and the Israel and his horsemen. So he saw him no more. Then after he shouted, the mantle dropped. He took up this mantle. He rent his own garment. Many of us need to rent our garment of sin. You need to remove the garment of sin from you. The garment of filthiness, you need to remove it from you. The garment of old self, so that you can have a new garment that can qualify for double portion of anointing. And suddenly, the Bible says, when he saw it no more, he took the garment. He tore his own into two and he wore the garment. Then in verse 13, that's where I'm going now. He also took the mantle of Elijah that fell upon him, and he went back to the bank of Jordan. You know, he has collected the rewards. When he got to the mantle, when he got there, please mute your phone, please. When he got to the mantle, to the place, when he got to the Jordan, in verse 14, the Bible says, he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen upon him. He took the mantle that fell upon him and he struck the water, Yakebo, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also saw it, the water divided. I am praying for somebody here. Your miracle must appear this year. In the name of Jesus. He was unable to do that before. But when they received the double portion, he was able to part the river. The Bible said the water divided. When the water divided, Elisha by himself crossed over the river Jordan. He walked on the dry land. In verse 15, look at what happened. Now the sons of the prophet who were from Jericho, when they saw him, they concluded straight away that the spirit of Elijah rests upon him, and they came to him and they bowed to him on the ground. I am praying for you tonight. The miracle that will locate your family, your enemy will bow to you. In the name of Jesus, few lessons before we pray tonight. Number one, to receive anything very important from the Lord in prayers, you must avoid distractions. The sons of the prophet, they were distractions. But he said, shut up. Sometimes you need to tell people, They've been mocking you. You've been going to church. You've been praying. What is the outcome of your prayer? It is your duty to tell me, I know that my Redeemer liveth. He said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in what? If God be for me, nobody can be against me. He said, all things work together for good for those that love God according to his purpose. You know what? These are the scriptures you must quote. We must quote for them. He said, number two, is to be a good leader. To be an outstanding leader, another lesson here, you must be a faithful servant. The Bible recorded 16 outstanding miracles that Elijah did. But because Elijah received double portion of anointing, the Bible says Elisha did 32 outstanding miracles. 32 outstanding miracles when he was alive. Even at some point in his life, the Bible said when they were being raised on dead body, Elijah was already dead and buried. But they dropped a dead body in the sepulchre of Elisha, and Elisha, the dead body rose up again. Why? The anointing was too strong. I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, the anointing of double portion shall fall upon you and your family in the name of Jesus. It shall fall upon you and your family in the name of Jesus. Number three, listen carefully. Everyone that has a dream to achieve, everyone that has a dream must get to the point of Jordan. Jordan. Jordan is a place of rewards. But two things can happen at Jordan. It's either you cross over to your promised land or you give up at the point of Jordan. Many of us have given up. But I'm telling you today, according to Micah 7 verse 8, he said, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. He said, when I fall, I will rise again. I don't know somebody that I'm talking to tonight. You are falling several times. Enemy have been mocking you day and night. They say, where is your Lord? But I can congratulate you tonight. Those who have mocked you will soon be part of your celebrations.